Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. You know, yesterday, I really tried to cram a lot of stuff in. A lot of the things are happening, of course. We're not going to be distracted by certain headlines, certain things. I don't think we should, but we should be aware. Just like yesterday, we talked about being aware of your surroundings and the fact that because of the mass invasion of this country, you're seeing skyrocketing crime. Because of the Soros-installed DAs through stolen and illegally funded elections, you're seeing crime just go through the roof. You need to be protected. You need to protect yourself. I'm telling you, it is so very important for you to do that. We are entering into a time, I believe, like no other. The chaos. And remember when they said, oh, with Trump, you're going to get World War III. Oh, really? We had no wars with President Trump. And now we've got, we're on the cusp of World War III. This week has been just a whirlwind of things, of headlines that, in fact, show that. Before I get into this show, and true to his word, Randy Taylor is back with me. God bless that man. And by the way, there was a lot of I got a lot of emails about a picture with Craig Sawyer. He's one perhaps one of the most maligned people on the planet. No, he did not work for Hillary Clinton. Okay, no, he did not. Get a life. Some of you people really need to get a life, and also be aware that there are slander and libel laws. Just ask Daniel John Lee that. But before we get into today's program, you know, again, I looked at some pictures. I told you this yesterday. I looked at some pictures. In fact, I got some pictures on my in my office, and I thought, wow, man, I had a gut, and I still do have a little bit of one, but it's getting less and less. Why? Trimwithdoug.com. Excess belly fat. It's been deemed the most dangerous fat of them all. It's linked to so many health issues, folks. The reason being, excess belly fat grows deep in the abdominal cavity and puts pressure on some of the body's most vital organs. That's one of the reasons why myself, along with so many people, are turning to this amazing new substance, which is thoughtfully formulated with science-backed ingredients that promote reduced fat storage. It helps to speed up the breakdown of fat, support weight management, reduce cravings, and boost metabolism. And I have felt different, a lot different. Trying to diet, it's a hassle. Man, it big time. But I have felt a lot different from this. Not so hungry. And I'm telling you, it burns the fat. The best part I love is that you can get 51% off for the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. And I think they're probably going to sell out. So get yours today. Get yours now by going to trimwithdoug.com. That is trimwithdoug.com. Trimwithdoug.com. If you want to lose that excess belly fat, I know you. I know you do. I know, and most of us, I think we all have that. All right, the real tyrants out there, the masks are coming off. We saw that this week in the week roundup here. We saw that this week with the 43. I think I mentioned this last episode. 43 Republicans voting for in secret, of course, voting for Kevin McCarthy. And the speakership, although that's an issue, the bigger issue is the 43 rhinos, if you will, or the 43 members of Congress. So we need to know who they are. We really do. Why? Because they're stabbing the Americans, you and I, in the back through their policies. They're tyrants. They want tyranny at they want to become personally enriched at our expense. But, you know, history has shown us the tyranny that we're seeing in America today. History shows us the tyrants do what happens when tyrants seize and hold on to power. And I'm just going to tick off a few here. They disarm the populace so they cannot rise up. What do you think is happening right now? The big news, of course, this week domestically is the mass shooting, and of course, a mentally deranged individual, right? And again, you're going to be learning more about that, but I'm not going to get into that. But the things you don't hear about, for example, Hornady losing 8%, or Hornady 8% of the manufacturing lost to what was a fire, I believe, and then of course Lake City, the manufacturing 5.56 rounds, the government taking all of their product in away from the civilians. You'll have an AR-15, but you'll have to use it as a baseball bat if you didn't get your ammo, okay? And soon, if you buy ammo, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, maybe literally. But they also have gotten complete control over our media. You saw that yesterday with, we played that clip of from the media about how the hostages, you know, being treated so well. I mean, you talk about mind bending, brainwashing stuff, but newspaper, television, radio, other forms of communication, folks, the intelligence community is embedded within all of them. And yesterday, Randy Taylor was talking about Pallywood. Okay. So, I'm telling you, the production side of what we're seeing, it's a lot of this is illusion. So I'm going to bring Randy Taylor on. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. Everything considered, it's a crazy world. A lot going on, Doug. Got a lot going on. And one quick point. Remember we were saying that, or that I said that I feel that we will be engaged in war, and then there's going to be a civil war. I'm going to explain that now in even further detail really quick. While my brain still has it.
Go ahead.
They're going to deploy our military overseas. The majority of you, I'm telling you, if World War III gets going, our military is going overseas. There'll be nothing here to protect the citizenry from the army that's come across the border. But think about that. Our military will be gone. It's going to be up to us. It's going to be up to us to fight these hundreds of thousands and millions, actually. Millions, let me correct that. Millions. There's been more people snuck in over that border and walked over that border than North Korea's army.
I've heard.
You know what I'm saying, Doug?
Yeah.
What you were just saying about, you know, ammunition, they don't even have enough ammunition to send to Israel. That's a big problem right now, ammunition. Regular ammo is a problem. We are in precarious, and Biden ran our oil reserves down to almost nothing.
That's right. The strategic petroleum reserves are at its lowest level ever.
And look at that, Doug. That's huge, because everything in our military runs on fuel.
That's right.
It's almost as if we were just totally set up here.
And we're
going to be fighting in the street. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get trained.
Yeah.
You need to check with Mr. Hagman here and get signed up in that course.
Yeah,
and get trained.
In fact, go to HagmanPI.com. In fact, folks, I forgot to mention this. A lot of people are saying, "Oh, I can't find your broadcast. What happened?" Well, we're being censored everywhere. Go to HagmanPI.com. There you can find our audio and video. But to your point, this video, which I had in, I think yesterday's show notes, but we didn't play it. This is about a 6-minute video, interrupted any time you think is necessary. But this is from Dan Bongino. Okay, to your point. Yeah, he's a great guy. But to your point, okay, the enemy has already arrived in the U.S. And folks, let me tell you, if you're watching this in Italy, hi Karen, love you little sis. Okay, if you're watching this in the U.K., any Western country, you're in the same boat, you're in the same position. But watch this, and like I said, RT, interrupt, say pause, whatever. And we'll talk about whatever, because it's kind of it's a lengthy video, and we should
pause it.
Okay, so this video two, I think, in the show notes. Here it is.
Folks, the enemy is already here. Listen to me, please. We have never been in a more perilous national security situation than we are right now with the oatmeal god in the White House. They know what's piling across our southern border. There's a huge segment, without giving away the whole movie, at the end of the film that people were stunned because they didn't expect to see it in a movie called Police State. It's about the border. The border is wide open. It's not a little open. It's not half-ass open. The border is wide open. There are people right now in the country on the terror watch list, hundreds of them. Folks, there are people in the country on the terror watch list we don't know about. It is suspected by many that some of the people who refuse to get fingerprinted in the country may have been on the terror watch list and are secreted around in cells in the country right now. In case you think I'm making any of this up and I'm just trying to panic you for clicks, which I don't give a shit about, I hope you understand that. I'm doing this because I'm trying to warn you right now. Now, listen, the likelihood of you being involved in a terror attack or a serious crime, thankfully, is still low. I don't want to be dramatic with you. However, it's not zero. And the likelihood of a terror attack happening to someone listening to this show, this is how numbers work for liberals, is actually very high. Individually, it's very low. And that's what's traumatizing me right now inside, that someone listening to this is sadly going to be the victim of this, and it was all preventable. Here was Peter Ducey on Fox yesterday about an internal Customs Border Patrol memo that leaked out of their San Diego Field Office Intelligence Division, indicating that Hamas, Hezbollah, and others, they absolutely know the southern border's open and are looking to go game time right here. Take a look.
The intel arm of CBP has a new bulletin out, and the headline is pretty alarming. It says in bold letters right at the top, foreign fighters of Israel-Hamas conflict may be encountered at southwest border. The Daily Caller got a copy of this material. It was distributed 3 days ago, and it's about Hamas, Hezbollah, or Islamic Jihad fighters exploiting the porous border to get into the U.S. Part of the concern is that terrorists can see a ton of traffic down there. Rather, the new number is 2.48 million encounters in a fiscal year, and among them at least 172 people from the terror watch list. That is 172 who actually came face to face with law enforcement and didn't get away.
Pause that and keep that up.
Folks, that's... Oops.
Can you go back 5 seconds? Okay. Randy Taylor, look at that. Terror watch list encounters. Fiscal year 19, 3. Fiscal year 2020, 3. 21, 16, 22, 98. Year to date, 2023, 172 terror watch list encounters.
That's just the people they encountered.
Yeah.
What about the people that slipped right on by and they were coming en masse? ENMASSE, en masse.
They're here now.
They're coming across, they're already in place. And here's the sad part. Our government's probably going to be the one that supplies them with weapons to kill us.
Yes.
There's the only way, because we've talked about this before, we are the last armed nation on the face of the earth. And people email me all the time, and I'm sure they email Doug too, begging us to never turn in our weapons because we are the last thing in the world from stopping the globalists from taking over completely the United States citizenry. So when the globalists looked at that problem, they came up with a fix, and that was get them across the border.
Yep.
Get people in place. Because when we go into war, I'm telling you, our military is going to be sucked out of here. Okay? Our frontline troops are going to be sucked out of here. And It's going to be a slaughterhouse.
It's a.
And the thing is,
it's a. It's a mass occur.
Yes, very good, Eric. But you know what I'm saying? And here's the thing: these people are strategically placed. There's enough people outside of any given city in these compounds that could take over a city. And picture this now. All they got to do is shut down some grids. People will automatically panic. You'll be at a disadvantage, and then you're going to get hit by the enemy. That's almost VC style.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look at that email or that video we showed yesterday with that robbery or whatever happened on in Los Angeles. Okay, this is going to be like Juarez.
Picture them. Picture them. Picture them. Those guys all in that video with AK-47s.
Yeah, everywhere.
And they're not here to talk. They're not here to rob you. They will kill you and then take what you own.
Exactly.
Your wives, our wives, our daughters are going to be raped and murdered.
Unless we do something about it. Let's finish watching this because he makes some good points here in the next couple of minutes. No, I'm glad you piped in because we need to discuss this like adults. And to you pink-haired, purple-haired, tattooed, pierced, liberal idiots,
good luck wake up.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Paul Revere is here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're going to be the chum in the water for the people who terrorize us. Go ahead.
Get away.
Folks, that's the ones we know about. There was a woman being interviewed on Fox this morning, and she made a really profound point. I think you all need to understand that a lot of people who've been in the country who are even been encountered and refusing to get fingerprinted, or they get fingerprinted and there's no record of them because they come from countries that don't keep. You think there's a DMV database, in the middle of downtown Kabul? There's no record to cross check. What are you going to do? Go to their Google history? There are people here right now who want to kill us right now. And the Biden team is doing they're doing nothing about it. Matter of fact, they are doing something about it. They're incentivizing it by keeping the border open. Here's the actual memo. Again, in case you think any of this is a conspiracy theory. San Diego field office, situational awareness. Foreign fighters of Israel-Hamas conflict may potentially be encountered at the southwest border. Holy Moses, that sounds to me like that could be kind of bad. They've even got the symbols right there. In case you confuse it for like the Mickey Mouse Club or something. Here, check this out. Territories of regional affiliation. Folks, they know. How many times I have to tell you, they know the deepest fear the Biden team has now is of a terror attack on this soil. Why? Because they're scared about the terrorism? Because they're scared about the political consequences. They know something's going to happen. Now listen, this is where the show gets really important, okay? Major, major seismic shifts in politics typically happen, sadly, by tragedy. When I say seismic, I mean mass movements. You all tracking with me? Mass amounts of Republicans become Democrats. Whigs become Republicans. The parties disappear. Republicans become Democrats. These things, sadly, typically happen around tragedy. For those of you who are students of history, I think tragically, sadly, and I hope this isn't prescient. I hope it's reversed, but I hope I'm wrong on this. Something bad is going to happen here soon with these lunatics. And I think it could cause a major seismic shift in politics. Think about it. How many people became Democrats after the Great Depression, believing FDR had saved them from poverty, starvation, and death? They believed that falsely. Tons of people. How do I know that? My whole family were FDR Democrats growing up. It's the only fight I ever had with my grandmother. Not a fight, but disagreement, who I love to death still. The Vietnam War transformed a generation of kids, some of them who felt like they were going to go over to die for a cause the United States wasn't committed to. How'd that impact me? We lost my uncle over there. His name's on the wall. Gregory Ambrose. Changed everything, folks. World War II changed everything as well. The post-World War II baby boom. Stagflation in the 80s under Carter changed everything. A Ronald Reagan landslide, two terms of Reagan, another term of George H.W. The Democrat Party was permanently altered after that. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Permanently stupid. Was altered for a long time, well over a decade. The Cold War, slavery, tragic moments in history that have rechanged the political landscape. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're in those moments right now.
That was a clip from the Dan Bongino show. Now, you can watch.
What did we see this week? What did we see this week? We saw exactly that shift, or when I say that shift, we saw that happen with we saw the seeds of that, the shooting, okay, the mass shooting that was that Wednesday now. The consequences thereafter, and we saw that with other events throughout the week, including but not limited to. Again, I mention this only because of the backstabbing with the speaker race, and I think a lot of people got woken up by that. But I digress. Before I get back to RT, Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. Folks, look, I want you to take this very seriously. I mean, take this extremely seriously. You know, I mentioned about Caesars Entertainment. I've been talking about this. They confirmed that Social Security numbers linked to rewards players were stolen, and that happened in Las Vegas. In the Las Vegas cyber attacks, if hackers have those Social Security numbers, then it would put the banking and financial life of those players at risk. Okay? I'm telling you right now, this is this is serious. VirtualShield.com, folks. Go there. Do it now. You have the right to remain private. You know, unfortunately, data breaches involving Social Security numbers like that one are no longer uncommon. That's why I, along with tens of thousands of people, protect themselves online with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield gives me the security with all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN that anonymizes my IP address. In fact, RT and I were talking about this. We kind of wish we would have had this back 15 years ago, 10 years ago. But it anonymizes the IP address, my IP address, to help avoid ISP or government spying while also preventing hackers or snoopers from seeing my online activity. Plus, I get identity theft protection, internet data removal, and much more. And they all work together to protect my Social Security number, my identity. Folks, I highly recommend Virtual Shield because you can get 60 days free right now, but you got to do it right now. That means you'll receive unlimited access to Virtual Shield's VPN. Virtual Shield's VPN with a 67% off lifetime discount with 60 days across unlimited devices, plus access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support. Believe me, you need that. If you have questions or need help, if you're like me, you'll call them, okay? But they're there. They're there for you. Similar security suites go for over $400, but are free for 60 days if you sign up now by going to virtualshield.com. I said that slow, deliberately. That's virtualshield.com. Click on the link below. And please do that. Please do that. Get the fastest no log VPN today, 67% off. That's virtualshield.com. Start today for free for 60 days. Just click the link. All right. Randy Taylor, they're here. The enemy is in the gates. Your thoughts? I mean, can you add more to that, what Dan Bongino said?
No, not really.
No.
Not really.
I mean, I think he covered it very well.
Yeah, he did. I like the guy. He's on top of things. He doesn't care what people think. We fit along just fine with that guy. I, He's absolutely right. And the enemy's here. The enemy's already here.
Yeah.
You got to get in a different, you got to get a different frame of mind. Everybody, everybody has to get in a different frame of mind. You've got to put yourself on a, like a war footing is what I call it. A war footing. We're in a, we're in different territory. The enemy's already here. And our government is doing nothing. Nothing. After what just happened in Gaza and that slaughter, then they were talking about, well, you know, the border and all that. It's too late. Yeah, stop it, secure it. But we got a problem already. We're overrun. And the one thing we didn't mention is those, all those people. We're getting too many reports of UN cards, bank cards, in the hands of these people. Now, why would the UN be handing out bank cards?
You know, stop
and think about this.
I got a lot of emails about that. And that I think Jack Posobiec and a few others had shown or resent the picture that we had shown, several episodes, numerous episodes.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And so my question is, what's going on here? I
think it's an invasion force ready to be unleashed. I think that's why they're here, especially these military age men that didn't bring their wives and their girlfriends and their children with them. We said they're fleeing poverty, but wouldn't you bring your family?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and they're showing up in polo shirts, slacks, got a cell phone, and a bank card that the UN tops off every month. We got a problem, people. We have a problem.
Yeah. And isn't it interesting that social media says, the fact checkers say, well, they're not getting paid, you know, $2,200 every month. Well, wait a second. You got a guy that, in fact, more than one, saying, oh, yeah, we are. Now maybe that's a specific class of people. Maybe that's coming from the UN and not from the U.S. or a combination thereof. Go ahead.
And even if it is, the fact that they're standing on our property makes it wrong.
I agree.
I don't care who they are. They have no business being on our property. These people shouldn't be here. You know what? They say, they're starving in their country. So you want us to starve up here because we're busy feeding them? You know what would be a whole lot better than if the U.S. wanted to help everybody like they're saying they do, the Democrats, those lying sacks of shit. If they feel so strongly about helping people in Honduras or anywhere down there, Costa Rica, anywhere, send the money to them. Don't bring them up here for dinner. Send the money to them. Help them fix their country. Don't bring them here and make them part of our country. I don't want them.
What do you think, how many of these NGOs are involved in trafficking of humans?
I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at this. You've got, yesterday we spoke about the, you know, Jewish people being maligned, mm-hmm. okay? But you've got actually Jewish NGOs, you've got mm-hmm. Catholic charities, you've got mm-hmm. so-called Christians. So you've got the bulk of these people who are making a load of money transferring these people, this invasion force, ushering this invasion force into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I did get wind that Mexico, something's going on in Mexico, but they're starting to clamp down on these caravans. This is something I heard about a week ago. It was a brief news thing, but they're like done with the caravan. So I think what happened is right after this Gaza invasion and going, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, was the perfect definition and the perfect example of a broken border. Once they break your border, they're in. And once they're in, and your citizens are sitting there unarmed, watching TV after dinner, they're dead. Don't sit there and think, oh, I got a gun. You know what? Yeah, all right, you got a gun. He'll shoot you in your driveway. You have no idea what's coming, especially if these people are already military trained. You're in trouble. Even if you're a veteran, if you're out there by yourself, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Any veteran that's smart, that's seen combat, knows that, you know, sure, the U.S. people are armed, but they also know they're not tactically trained unless they're a veteran. People, you've got to get trained. Don't just sit there and think, oh, everybody's gung-ho and talking the macho stuff. You know what I mean? When bullets start flying past your head, things really change.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, okay? It's a different world, and you're not ready for it.
Believe
me. You better get ready for it. Get ready for it.
I saw a guy wet himself, actually.
Yeah. And Doug, you want to tell them really quick how here through Hagman how we can
get them trained? In fact, go to HagmanPI.com, and the training is right there. We don't train, but we're affiliated with an agency that does. If you go to HagmanPI.com, click on training, there it is on your screen.
And this is an agency that's been vetted by Hagman Services.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't just some sign-up deal. Okay, we're not getting clicks here, all right? Ladies and gentlemen,
the instructors are top. Okay, top of their
And you're going to need to know that these people don't. There's no rules in warfare.
Go ahead, Eric.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah,
our last training session of the year is mid-November, so you got to get on it if you want to do it.
Get signed up now.
Yeah,
get signed up now. You know what? You see that movies like Red Dawn. That just gives you the tiniest, smallest little glimpse of what could happen.
But you never thought that in at that time, the original Red Dawn, you never thought that we'd be inviting people, the invasion force, as opposed to them, you know, paratrooping in. Of course, that'll happen.
I never thought they would knock down the Twin Towers. I never thought we were going to have a terrorist attack like that on our land. You know what I mean? You grow up with that assumption, you know?
Yeah.
Guess what? You saw what they can do. Now, there's 6 or 7 million of these people have made their way into our country, and they're in huge compounds all across the United States. You want to tell me why? It's not knitting class. Okay? It isn't campfire for children out there. These are people being held right now in reserve, very possibly training, and we don't know about it, to kill us. Why else would they be there? You think that they're going to throw helmets on them and send them overseas to fight for us? No.
Hardly. An extension of what we were talking about yesterday, where we showed that gang of thugs. Think about this. In addition to that invasion force, in addition to that, you have DAs, Soros DAs, refusing to prosecute things like this. Okay, now, this is only 46 seconds. This is just a blurb, but watch this, folks. 46 seconds, watch this. Oh, hang on. This is, by the way, this may be, this will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Let me know when you're ready. Okay, here it is.
The next thing I know, I feel my dress being lifted up all the way. And I feel him right here on my neck. And next thing I know, he grabs my hips and he thrusts himself into me. And I couldn't break away. So I just turned really quick to kind of break his grip. And then he pushed me to the ground. And now I'm learning that the DA deems it not attempt of rape because he didn't tell me he was going to rape me, which clearly means the DA, doesn't have a daughter, first of all, or have any care for women's protection and safety whatsoever, because you literally have a video of him doing this. The next thing I know...
So that happened again. I believe it's in California, but it's happening all over the United States where there are blue cities and Soros DAs. Go ahead.
And these DAs, when they go to and from work, they have an armed officer with them.
Most
they're not just walking down the street and coming to work. Yeah, right, Doug. It's a fact.
No, I know.
It's part of the deal. They're up there with the mayor. You know, the mayor certainly got his entourage warning people. But most of the people screaming, "Why don't you take your guns?" are surrounded by guns to protect them.
Yeah.
Think about that. People get trained. Okay. You don't get trained watching YouTube. You need to go out and get dirty. I want you to come in with your knees and your elbows scraped up. I want to know that you tried, that you worked that field hard, you worked that course.
What would you
say
to people?
Might just give you a small little edge.
But what would you say to people who are unable to get trained? Because our demographics, I mean, we have a lot of older mm-hmm. people, infirmed. What's our message to them?
Find somewhere where you can at least fire a weapon. Okay? Learn to load and unload quickly. Weapon safety, because you're going to be around other people. Try and get set up with neighbors. Okay? Trust me, three or four families is a much better defense than one guy in a wheelchair. You don't understand what I'm saying?
I do.
There's always a way to train. You can train. If you don't have the money, get together with your neighbors and train. You just dry firearm. You don't have to fire a firearm. You know what I mean? For training. But learn. You need to learn about first aid. When somebody gets shot next to you and they're sitting there pumping blood out of their gut, you need to know what to do. You understand? I mean, there's things change. This isn't, that's why I said that people drive me nuts on social platforms. Well, here, they went and bought the gun today. Look at it cute. Look at the little pink holster. Really? And then there's their name and their email address. Well, why don't you just tell the feds who want to come and take your gun right where you live? They know exactly what weapon they're looking for. The dumbest thing in the world you can do is let them idiots know what you got. You know what I mean? I don't get it. Yeah. And if you have your little pink pistol, you're in deep shit. They have no idea, Doug. They have no idea what's coming. I can't stress it enough. Because when I go to stressing it, I get angry and I'll start yelling.
Well, look.
And that's to save your life.
And the lives of your family. I mean, we can learn a lot from Gaza.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What a message.
Oh, man. You know, the.
Oh.
Can you imagine watching your wife get raped and then shot, and then you get shot, and I mean, tortured? That's here. The people are here. It's ridiculous.
Something like that's coming. I'll tell you right now, before that would happen, my family would die with me.
Yeah.
No. Folks, I'm trying to tell you, these people that are in, go and look on the sites that know what's going on, where they've got aerial views of these compounds. You know what? We're going to work on that, Doug. We need to get a map or something and start. You guys are out there in the field. You guys can cover a whole lot of ground for Doug and I.
That's true.
I want to know of a couple things. We're looking for FEMA camps. We're looking for anywhere where they have large stashes of these refugees.
That's right.
Okay. And they're not necessarily behind barbed wire. Some of them, you just have to try and get past security at the door, as we showed you. It looked like just a building in New York. And next thing you know, you got a guy standing out there, Spanish guy in military fatigue, saying he owns the building. I mean, come on. Ladies and gentlemen.
We had good response, audience response from that.
Yes.
You know?
We try and do this for you, people. Folks, we grab this stuff. You have no idea the amount of hours that we go through. Just like my family even helps.
Yeah.
Going through videos, looking for stuff. My kid. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. She was raised by her mom and dad. Can you imagine what she's like? She's super cool. She's a cool kid.
I've met her, and I'll say you're exactly right.
Yeah, she's not your average bear. I'll tell you right now. And we train her every day because one day I won't be here, and she needs to know how to live in this world. And we're trying to straighten this world out for her before I depart. We got a lot of work to do, but folks, please help us. And if you know where FEMA camps are, any enclosed area that's not a posted prison, that's enclosed in barbed wire towers and usually a set of train tracks going in, get us pictures and a location on a map. Just pinpoint it on a map. Email it to rt@hagmanpi.com. RT, that's Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. Anything like that. If you know where there's these compounds with all these people that OTMs, other than Mexicans and Mexicans and all, that you go, you look in the compound and it ain't nothing but men of military fighting age. If you can get that close, don't, you could be in trouble. Don't get yourself in trouble. Please do not. I mean that.
That's right.
Is that important? I mean that. Do not get yourself in trouble or in danger. But if you can get a picture of that, or at least pinpoint it on a map to where we can have people verify it, because we know other people. But if you send us that and you say, hey, this is what I believe is going on in that enclosed area with barbed wire. You know what I mean? Yep. Old Walmarts. Buildings in New York that we thought were supposed to be, they're on a demolition list. And we're finding out they're loaded with these OTMs. Yeah, and guys in military fatigues. They ain't Americans. It's not the U.S. military. Ladies and gentlemen, Houston, we have a problem.
Amen.
And it's time. And if you just start with that, at least if we try and fight it and start fighting with it and going to talk to people in power, we need to know where these where these problems are. Look, we're not asking you to go out and do anything physically dangerous, please, but get the information to us.
Now, we have the information about the compound, plural compounds in North Texas,
north of Houston,
north of Houston.
Yeah, we got that. Okay.
So we have that.
Oregon, Nevada.
Yes.
Okay, I have a lot of questions about Nevada, Utah, Montana, places out there where there's just miles and miles and miles of land. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's got an iPhone. Take a picture. Just pinpoint it on a map if you're not sure. Pinpoint it on a map and say, you know, hey, Randy, I know that there's 200 men out here sleeping out here. Pinpoint it on a map to where we can check it.
And pay attention to hotels as well. The hotels that are not taking reservations, even if you get that over the phone. Before we go on, I want to address our final sponsor this episode. Folks, I'm telling you, this is a fantastic, fantastic offer, fantastic company, healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. Hey, did you know this, that the leading reasons that skin begins to sag and forms wrinkles is not necessarily because of old age, but because our bodies are missing out on essential collagen? As I said, I think yesterday, okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know what collagen was. But you see, we produce 10% less collagen every 10 years, every decade, once we hit 30. And gotta tell you, that's a major reason behind those pesky wrinkles that I can see, that you can see, and sagging skin. Well, add a little collagen to your diet, and you can have noticeable effects. It can have noticeable effects for your skin and for your youthfulness. Preferably, the sooner the better. That's why I, myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to the cutting-edge new substance to help reduce visible signs of aging. It uses the top five most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health, to support skin elasticity and skin hydration. And these five collagen types are difficult to find on their own, believe me. And I've looked at this, I've used this, and I'm telling you, my wife has, and it's working. It works. It's great. The best part, I love, is that you get 53% off for the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500. You cannot beat this offer with a stick. Okay, free with every order. The $500 worth of gifts, including, for a limited time now, include a free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. You will not regret it. Healthwithdoug.com. I want to thank them. All right. You can help take years off the clock with collagen. Healthwithdoug.com. I want to take some years off. But, you know, I think this week has taken years off of our lives for different reasons. World War III. Let me just ask you this. We have World War III at our door. And this week it was announced that the U.S. Department of State wants Americans to focus on being intersex. Did you see that crap that they're pushing? Of course it's not. I don't think it's new.
To be what?
Intersex. So, yeah, newly released polling data. Okay, I think most Americans think government is too big. Okay, and that's cool. But let's see here. The U.S. Department of State right now sent out a press release this week, and they want to raise our awareness. In fact, they have on Intersex Awareness Day 10/26/23. So that was Thursday. So they're pushing this intersex, this transsexual agenda. I just wanted to throw that in there to really hack you off, Randy Taylor.
I can't believe it.
There you go.
In the middle of everything, they want to look, man. If this is a spiritual battle now, it's been for some time. But ladies and gentlemen, this is right down to fighting good versus evil. We are in trouble. Look at the idiot we have in the White House, and we're talking about going to war. Are you kidding me? And then, if they pull him out, what are they going to put Kamala Harris in charge of? What? Of what? She going to, never mind, I better shut my mouth.
No, you make a good point.
I can see her on her knees working the line of the boys joining the army. Anyway, I can't stand her. She revolts me. She is no model for young women.
No.
None.
No.
Because the only way she got to the top was on her knees. And I'm sorry. Women, please have more respect for yourself. Please. Okay, she is no model, role model for, it's like Monica Lewinsky being a role model. No, land somewhere else on that. All right. We're in trouble. If that's our wartime president, he can't even stay awake. Like that video, him on the airplane.
What the hell was that? I mean,
really bothered me. That, Doug, didn't that video just bother you?
Yeah, in fact, folks, you can watch it on HagmanPerry.com.
Where he's wearing that blue zip-up, like a warm-up jacket. And I swear to God, when he was talking to people 10 minutes before, he was somewhat coherent. By the time he got to the top of the steps, and I don't know how he got in the jumpsuit so fast, but there's more than one Biden. Yeah. You know how you can tell? You can tell that he's not using our health products, okay? Because he's got the flabby skin. We look at him and we're like, we know that's not Biden. There's so many ways to tell that he has body doubles. They're all over the place. I say he has at least two body doubles. He may have more, but I think he has at least two. I think he's even hated more than that. The guy is pathetic. He's going to get a lot of our young people killed.
Yeah, well, yeah. Which Okay, one of the things this week, and again, segueing off of that, I think this kind of fits all together. You mentioned Biden aboard Air Force One. Well, Biden, of course, has the southern border open. Biden, of course, wants to widen the wars in the Middle East, and of course, but Biden does, like you said earlier, what Obama. It's Obama's agenda, right? I mean, you said that.
He's an extension of Obama.
All right. Now, one of the things that happened this year, sorry about that. One of the things that happened this year was, you remember Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, being tossed out. And then, of course, the suits that followed, and he's suing the federal government for destruction of Texas border protection right now. This kind of segues into what I don't know how many people saw it this week. This made the news this week. I wanted to get to this and show people. This is video 5 in the show prep for today. But AG Ken Paxton, to you, to what you're saying, now think about Biden's position on the border. Think about Biden's position on the Middle East. Think about Biden's position on America in general, along with Harris, like you said. And watch what Ken Paxton, and by the way, Abbott is no friend to Americans, no friend to Texans, but Ken Paxton, he suffered the Biden corruption badly. I mean, he was hit badly, but he's back and stronger than ever. We have a video clip, and this is from Steve Bannon, when he was on with Steve Bannon. RT, you yell out pause when we should pause and discuss any one point, because he goes over several points, a couple of which that you discussed. Okay, this is video 5. Go ahead.
Ken, you know Mike Johnson. You also know that they tried to impeach you because you were fighting every day. You're back in the saddle, and every day I see now that you're taking them on. Give us an update.
Yeah, so it took us, you know, a couple of weeks to get back in stride because I was out for 4 months, but we just filed a lawsuit against the federal government. While I was out, I noticed they were cutting our concertina wire and making it harder for us to protect our border, which is a really odd thing for the federal government to do, especially when their job is supposedly to stop illegal immigration. And not only are they not doing that, but they're impeding our ability to protect our border, as we're doing our best in Texas to do.
Tell us about that. How do you have, you guys have the Department of Public Safety, the Texas Rangers, Abbott, and you guys have declared that this thing's so out of control, we at least have to have either the barrier in the Rio Grande or the wire on the shore, on the Texas border of the Rio Grande. Just walk me through, how does the federal government think that they can go and cut the wire that you guys lay out to protect the citizens of Texas, sir?
I don't know. It's so incredibly arrogant and irresponsible. I mean, they're already allowing, you know, millions of people across the border. We're just trying to do the best we can, given the fact that people can literally just turn themselves into Border Patrol. And it's shocking. I mean, the videos are out there. I think a lot of Americans have seen them, where they're actually helping the illegals get through our barriers. And our goal is to build a wall, because the federal government won't do it, is to build a wall to protect our state. And if the federal government can just knock it down or cut our wire, we can't even do that. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. This is
I want to go. We had a discussion on Saturday.
Go ahead.
This entire invasion is this is a globalist policy. Okay. Remember, one of the goals of the globalist, talking about the globe, not just America, it isn't all about the U.S., it's about the globe. They want a continent, a territory, which will be governed by them, just called North America. Then there'll be South America. So they plan on Canada, the U.S., and Mexico being its own territory. Alex Jones talked about this 25 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And below that, okay, will be South American. That's what's going on here, and mixing people from Africa into, we've been sitting here, and I want you to stop and think about this. Think about all the people, Muslims, think about how many have been just carted in here by the plane load Bam, 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 bam. We don't even know who they are. What are we supposed to run a background check on somebody named Muhammad? Give me a break. These people, when it push comes to shove, will be loyal to Islam, not to the Americans, American flag, or the U.S. Constitution. They won't be loyal to their neighbor. And you're already seeing this with all this Palestinian crap, okay, and all this Hamas support in our streets and on the streets of Canada and on the streets of other Western, modern, non-Muslim nations.
Yep.
Look at London. London is over.
I'm London's glad you brought done. That up.
London's yeah. done. London's yeah. done. They have no. They can't do anything now. It's gone that far. They can't do anything except if they were to do ethnic cleansing is the only way they'd clean up this mess. I don't know what to tell them. When they put that Sadir Khan or whatever, that piece of crap is the mayor of London.
I liken that to Obama here in this country.
Yeah. Look what Obama did to the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been set up in a big way. And it's going to be bloody. Think about it. What are we supposed to do with all these OTMs, Mexicans, and Muslims? What are we supposed to do with them? And when push comes to shove, you've already seen how much they disrespect the United States. I mean, when you're going door to door, and in Canada, when you're going door to door in Canada, in Jewish neighborhoods, as a group of Palestinian people, and wanting to know if there's Jews living there, And law enforcement didn't do anything about it.
You mentioned that the last episode. You would think that law enforcement.
Oh my God.
You would think that they would won't do something.
No, they won't, though. They're on orders to stand down. Just like in the U.S., they're on orders to stand down. There's nothing going on. They have no intention. When they're cutting barbed wire, it's supposed to keep the bad guys out, and they're cutting it and moving it so the bad guys can get in. Your federal government just crapped all over us. The federal government is our worst enemy, and they want to know why there was a January 6th. They want to know why people are tired of the government. They want to know why people are angry. They actually have the guts to sit there and go, well, I don't know why they're angry. Really? Really? They have no idea.
You're right.
Chuck Schumer, that jerk, Chuck Schumer, he released the whirlwind. Mister, you haven't seen the whirlwind. Okay? But you guys already unleashed it, and you did it to yourselves, and you're doing it to us. And somebody's drawing a line. We're done with this. This is going to explode any day, Doug. I'm telling you, there is going to be such an in the U.S. And don't FBI, don't come and accuse me of anything. Don't come and say you're inciting anything. I'm not. I just have my fingers on the. I got my fingers on the pulse.
There you go.
I got my fingers on the pulse of America. Guess what? They're angry, you dumbasses. And if you were doing your job, Americans wouldn't be angry. But no, you're bringing in the bad guys. You're actually bringing in mercenaries to kill us. They're not here to fight on our behalf. They're not here to fight the Chinese because they're invading. Don't even go there, because a lot of those people coming up are Chinese. Go there.
In fact, I got to mention this. Cuba, the Chinese have taken an old Soviet listening post in Cuba, and they're running joint military exercises with the Cubans. And the target is America, in addition to the Chinese we have up here.
And you've got Chinese police stations in Canada.
Yeah, and you have a couple left in here, in the U.S.
There's probably even more, Doug, than we know about, because they're not depleting any of this stuff. They're bringing it in. I'm telling you, and somebody brought up a good point on that whole Maui thing. Isn't it funny how the color blue didn't get touched in that?
Oh, so many
questions. What color are UN helmets?
Yes, yes.
That's a good point. Somebody brought that up, and I thought, that's a pretty good point. It might be out there, but it's a good point, because something's really wrong.
Yep.
And you know what? Nobody even talks about Maui now. Not a word.
That's why we look at the big picture. Look, we realize there was a massacre here of a shooting. this week. We realize all this, but you can't stop talking about Maui, the border, other topics. Randy Taylor, I want you to have a great weekend. May God bless you. Thanks for all you do.
And folks, right on, brother.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. All right.
We love you guys.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to be doing some special weekend shows. All right. God bless.
Cool.